We start with that new study suggesting that HIV is becoming less infectious and less deadly as it evolves. Scientists at the University of Oxford studied hundreds of women carrying the virus in Botswana. As a result, they've concluded that the virus is now replicating more slowly and taking longer to cause full-blown AIDS. So, how significant a finding is this?
Well, it's a good study that showed what we call the virus adapting to certain types of genetic backgrounds in individuals referred to as HLA. Each of us have different HLA profiles. The study is elegant science. I think it would be really premature at this time to now say that the virus is going to be much less virulent and not really transmitting very effectively. I think the science behind the observation of the adaptation is sound, but we've got to be very careful that we make a real projection of what the ultimate endpoint of this is going to be. It's really too early to say that, I believe.
And a weakened HIV virus would still be dangerous?
Well, certainly the HIV that's right now circulating in the global community is a highly dangerous virus. If you show, as this study has shown, that there are adaptations to certain genetic backgrounds that could suggest that the adaptation could weaken the virus, that's interesting observation. But the impact on the global AIDS pandemic right now, I think it's too premature to say that that's going to have a significant impact.
So are there implications for people already infected with the HIV virus?
No, I don't believe so. What they're talking about is the future evolution of the virus.
The Glasgow-based filmmaker Duncan Campbell has won the Turner Prize, Britain's best-known award for contemporary art. The winning entry was a video reflecting on African art and images from the conflict in Northern Ireland. The announcement was made at the art gallery Tate Britain, from where our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones sent us this report.
The winner of the 2014 Turner Prize is Duncan Campbell.
You'll spend a long time sitting in a darkened room if you want to see this year's winner. Duncan Campbell's complex video, It for Others, weighs in at a hefty 54 minutes. But he's unapologetic.